Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Republicans in North Carolina have been dealt a setback in their effort to limit the counting of absentee ballots. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on a federal appeals court ruling issued last night.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a 12-3 decision that leaves in place a lower court's ruling that North Carolina can accept absentee ballots up to 9 days after the election, so long as the ballots are postmarked by Election Day. The change was announced by the North Carolina State Board of Elections last month. Republicans, including the state party and the Trump campaign, sued over the plan to extend the deadline from 3 days, saying it violates North Carolina's election law. But the majority opinion says the extension merely allows more lawfully cast ballots to be counted in case there are mail delays. The North Carolina case is one of many being fought in the courts as more voters turn to vote-by-mail options due to the coronavirus pandemic. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Trump has a scheduled event in North Carolina today as he continues his swing through closely contested states. Meanwhile, former President Obama travels to a drive-in rally in Philadelphia to campaign for Joe Biden while supporters listen over the radio inside their cars. A new survey is shedding some light on public confidence about receiving an FDA-approved coronavirus vaccine. Details from NPR's Cindy Lupkin.
Some factors would make U.S. adults more willing to receive a COVID-19 vaccine than others. For example, if the vaccine goes through the FDA's full approval process, more people would be willing to take it than if it goes through a truncated version called an emergency use authorization. That's according to researchers at Cornell University. They surveyed about 2,000 people for their study published on Tuesday in the medical journal JAMA Open. The study also shows U.S. adults would be more willing to get a hypothetical coronavirus vaccine depending on who endorses it. Endorsements from organizations like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization seem to inspire more confidence in survey participants than political endorsements of a vaccine. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Leaders in the U.S. and across Europe are divided over the proper response to the pandemic. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is imposing tough restrictions on the Manchester region after talks with local officials failed.
Given the public health situation, I must now proceed with moving Greater Manchester, as I say, to the very high alert level. Because not to act would put Manchester's NHS and the lives of many of Manchester's residents at risk.
The director of Britain's National Health Services says there are more hospitalized COVID-19 patients in the Greater Manchester area than in all of southern England. This is NPR News. Federal investigators say they do not know what caused a deadly boat fire off Santa Cruz, California last year, but they blame it on the owners and the captain. The National Transportation Safety Board says the captain failed to post a night watchman aboard the vessel and cited the owners for lack of oversight. The NTSB also faulted the Coast Guard for inadequate regulations. The pre-dawn blaze swept through the Conception, killing 33 passengers and a crew member who had been trapped in their bunks below. A Louisville judge says a grand juror in the Breonna Taylor case should be able to speak publicly about the decision not to bring homicide charges against the police officers involved. As WFPL's Eleanor Klibanoff reports, the ruling could raise more questions about prosecutors in the case.
Judge Annie O'Connell said in her ruling that traditional justifications for secrecy are no longer relevant in this case, and that, quote, the ends of justice require disclosure. The grand jury issued no charges in Taylor's death. Louisville Metro Police Officer Brett Hankison was indicted for firing bullets into a neighbor's apartment. In a statement issued after the ruling, the anonymous grand juror who filed the motion claimed they were not given the option to consider other charges against Hankison or the other involved officers. A lawyer for the grand jurors says Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron has made misleading public statements about the proceedings. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Klibanoff in Louisville.
Hurricane Ypsilon remains on track to brush past or strike Bermuda sometime tonight. A tropical storm watch is posted for the island. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for